Hail Mary, full of grace. Adam and Eve had lost the gift that God had given to humanity of his grace, which he had given to humanity, the gift of his very life, so that they could live eternally with him. And they had lost this gift. They had fallen from grace. And now, because of their sin, and not being able to give what they do not have, they no longer had the eternal life within them. The grace was gone. They could not give that to any of their descendants. But instead, we would all be born missing the gift that God had given us in the beginning, which is the gift of grace, the gift of his eternal life. And so we're all born missing that, which is original sin, this great gap within us, this great hole within us. All sin came through Eve. And all grace comes through Mary. Mary, whom God chose to give this gift to first in his recreation, to give this gift to from the very first moment of her existence, in her conception, immaculately conceived, born whole, not missing, but Mary, full of grace, so that through her we would receive the Son of God, the one through whom we would all receive salvific grace. Did God have to do it this way, giving her this gift, the gift of his salvation, from the very first moment? He didn't have to. But it was absolutely most fitting that he did. But what's the reason, though? Why did he do it? It's fitting in all ways to undo the knot of Eve, to have it where the new Adam, Jesus, would be able to lay down his life for the new Eve and for the whole church. But God did this, the Immaculate Conception, for one reason, and it's the only thing which needs no explanation at all. He did it out of love. Love is its own reason. Out of pure and absolute gratuitous love for the one who would become the Mother of God and who would bear within her Jesus, our Savior. Out of pure gracious love, he gave this gift to his mother first, that for all of eternity, just as our Savior came through Mary, all grace that Jesus gives us also comes through Mary. And that we, who are mere humans and are born with this great gap within us, longing for grace, needing grace at all times, emptying ourselves in sin of this grace and needing to return to it to be filled again with the grace we had received in baptism, which made us whole, we're able to go to her, to go to her and to ask for her intercession, to go to her and to receive her protection against evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, who on this day was immaculately conceived, pray for us.